This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Sushila Karki continues political consultations regarding upcoming elections. Calls meeting with chief ministers of all seven provinces for today. Government reaches deal with agitating nurses, ending the protest over low pay. Nepal faces third consecutive defeat in ICC Men's Cricket World Cup League 2, losing to United States by 4 wickets, and 9 people die as crowd surge sparks temple stampede in Andhra Pradesh, India. Now, the news in detail. Prime Minister Sushila Karki has called a meeting of all seven provincial chief ministers at the Prime Minister's official residence in Balwatar at 4 p.m. today. According to the Prime Minister's secretariat, the meeting aims to strengthen dialogue and coordination between the federal and provincial governments in the current context. The meeting will be attended by chief ministers Hikmat Bahadur Karki of Kosi, Jitendra Prasad Sonar of Madhes, Indra Bahadur Bania of Bagmati, Surendra Raj Pandey of Gandaki, Chetnarayan Acharya of Lumbini, Yamlal Kandel of Karnali, and Kamal Bahadur Shah of Sudarpashchim Province. Prime Minister Karki's press coordinator Ram Bahadur Rawal said the discussions will focus on enhancing cooperation and addressing contemporary issues faced by different levels of government. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Sushila Karki has continued her consultations with leaders of various political parties in preparation for the upcoming elections scheduled for March 5, 2026. As part of her efforts to build consensus, Prime Minister Karki held discussions yesterday with Nepali Congress General Secretaries Gagan Kumar Thapa and Biswaprakash Sharma. According to the Prime Minister's Chief Personal Secretary Adarsh Kumar Shrestha, the talks focused on the government and party's preparation for the House of Representatives election and the necessary tasks ahead. Prime Minister Karki urged all political parties to make a clear and firm commitment to participate in the polls. In response, Thapa and Sharma said that while a formal decision is yet to be made, the Nepali Congress is committed to contesting the elections and believes the CPN-UML will also join the process for the nation's progress. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Karki had also invited CPN-UML leaders for talks, but the meeting was postponed due to the party's internal schedule. Earlier, the Prime Minister had held several rounds of discussions with leaders from different parties and facilitated a tripartite dialogue among the government, political parties and Gen Z youth representatives in a cordial atmosphere. The implementation of the overall budget has been affected after the federal government cut off grant-based funds allocated for provincial and local levels midway through the fiscal year. According to the 7th annual report of the National Natural Resources and Fiscal Commission presented to President Ramchandra Powdal on October 16, the grants were only partially transferred, creating challenges in effective budget implementation. The report states that the shortfall in fiscal equalization grants has hindered the execution of development plans at both the provincial and local levels. Some provincial governments also failed to fully transfer grants to local bodies. The government and the agitating nurses have reached an agreement ending the nurses' protest over low pay. The agreement was signed yesterday following talks held at the Ministry of Health and Population. According to the ministry's spokesperson, Dr. Prakash Burathoki, the nurses have decided to withdraw all protest programs starting today after the government agreed to address their demands. As per the agreement, private medical colleges and large private hospitals will now pay nurses a minimum monthly salary of 34,730 rupees, equivalent to the fifth-level government employees' pay scale starting this month. The CPN-UML has decided to hold its 11th National Congress in Kathmandu. The decision was made at a party secretariat meeting held yesterday in Bhaktapur under the chairmanship of party leader K.P. Sharma Oli. According to UML Deputy General Secretary Pradeep Gewali, the meeting decided to shift the venue from Pokhara to Kathmandu, although the Central Committee had earlier scheduled the General Convention for December 13 to 15 in Pokhara. This will be the third UML Congress to take place in the capital. Around 2,100 delegates are expected to attend the upcoming Congress. India's Ministry of Home Affairs has clarified that Indian immigration authorities had no role in the recent incident where a Nepali national was denied boarding for her onward flight to Berlin at Delhi's Indira Gandhi International Airport. In a statement issued through the Press Information Bureau, the ministry said the incident had been wrongly portrayed on social media as discrimination against Nepali citizens. Statement emphasizes the strong bilateral ties and said India holds no bias or discrimination against citizens of Nepal. The clarification comes after social media outrage in Nepal following the passenger's viral social media post describing her experience at Delhi Airport. Flights to and from the Tenzing Hillary Airport in Lukla, the gateway to Mount Everest, have been grounded for the past 3 days due to continuous rain, fog and poor visibility. According to air traffic controller Navaraz Kotwal, not a single flight has operated since Thursday. Normally, around 60 flights take off and land at Lukla each day during this trekking season, but all air services, including helicopter flights, have been suspended. Meanwhile, the Montha cyclone, which originated from the Bay of Bengal, is gradually weakening, though clear weather has yet to return across the country. According to the Department of Hydrology and Meteorology, the cyclone had affected weather conditions nationwide. Meteorologists expect the weather to gradually improve after a couple of days. At present, both the westerly wind and a low-pressure system formed over the Arabian Sea are influencing the country's weather patterns. Nepal faced its third consecutive defeat in the ICC Men's Cricket World Cup League 2, losing to the United States by 4 wickets in a match held yesterday in Dubai, UAE. Batting first, Nepal scored 271 runs in 49.5 overs before being bowled out. In reply, the USA successfully chased the target of 272 runs in 49 overs, losing 6 wickets. This loss marks Nepal's third straight defeat in the ongoing series. Earlier, Nepal had lost to the USA by 106 runs on October 25th and to the UAE by 5 wickets. With this win, the USA now tops the points table with 34 points from 23 matches, while Nepal remains in the 7th place with 12 points from 19 matches. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international news update. At least 9 people, including a teenager, were killed and 3 others critically injured in a stampede at the Sri Venkateswara Swami Temple in Indian state of Andhra Pradesh yesterday. Officials said the incident occurred at around 11:45 a.m. when thousands of devotees had gathered to observe Ekadasi, an auspicious day in the month of Kartik. According to police, the tragedy took place as devotees crowded a narrow staircase leading to the first floor of the two-story temple, which lacks separate entry and exit points. A railing reportedly gave way under pressure from the surging crowd, causing people to fall and triggering the stampede. Authorities said about 15,000 devotees were present at the temple, far more than expected. Police have registered a case and blamed the temple management for negligence in crowd control. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast that today's weather will likely remain generally cloudy in Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, with partly cloudy in Madhya province along with the hilly regions of the country and mainly fair in the rest of the country. in some areas of the hilly and mountainous regions of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki province, there is a possibility of moderate rainfall or snowfall, while a few areas of Madhes province and one or two places in the Tarai region of Bagmati and Gandaki province are likely to experience light rainfall today. Furthermore, the division has stated that currently there is an influence of the low-pressure system formed in the Arabian Sea along with the westerly winds. Temperatures in Kathmandu Valley are forecast to range from a minimum of 15 to 17 degrees Celsius with daytime highs between 22 and 24 degrees Celsius. That wraps up our news bulletin for today. But before we go, here is a quick recap of the headlines again. Prime Minister Sushila Karki continues political consultations regarding upcoming elections, calls meeting with chief ministers of all seven provinces for today. Government reaches deal with agitating nurses, ending the protest over low pay. Nepal faces third consecutive defeat in ICC Men's Cricket World Cup League 2, losing to the United States by 4 wickets. And 9 people die as crowd surge sparks temple stampede in Andhra Pradesh, India. That's all for today's bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 p.m. You can also catch us on air and online at RadioNepalOnline.com, our mobile app, and listen to our bulletins anytime at your convenience. For more news and updates, stay tuned. Have a good day.